Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. This could well turn into a rambly boom. you know when you have something in your head and you think, I'm going to talk about that a little bit, and then you actually come to do it and think, I've completely forgotten what I was going to talk about. So I'll just start talking and hope that it comes back to me. So yeah, it could well be. It's very likely going to be a rambly boom. So, first things first, on a serious note, I mentioned the other day that Claire Randall had dropped me a link to an article, I think it was in the Telegraph, or on the Telegraph website, by a guy who is a stay-at-home dad, and essentially, just basically saying more or less what I was saying the other day, and more, really, about just how stigmatized it is being a stay-at-home dad, and how society in general just tends to if not look down on you, certainly look sideways at you, perhaps with a note of suspicion. It's very frustrating. And I read this article and I was like, that I could have written that. probably not as eloquently, but I probably could have written it. It just summed up everything that I'm feeling and experiencing, and it's wrong, really. It's wrong. But then I think that the figures were something quite scary. I think there's been a rise in stay-at-home dads in the last 5 years or something, and it's now up to something like 230,000 or something like that, as opposed to something in the region of about 4 million mothers staying at home. So yes, I agree, we're in the minority, but every other minority group is allowed, expected to receive equality. Sometimes, legally, if that makes any sense, as in you can't discriminate against minority groups, otherwise the policemen come and take you away and say, you naughty boy. But yes, apparently that doesn't apply to stay-at-home dads. I'll put the link for that into the comments, if I remember. Comments? Description, that's what I meant. I'll put the link in there, if I remember. I should remember, because I'm going to do it in about 2 minutes, unless my missus comes in for work, and then I might forget. So if I forget, whatever, I'll put the link in there. Oh, I told you, didn't I? Been a long day. It's been a long, long day. But it's finishing well. I've just had a great little conversation with somebody who is quite possibly listening, who I've been wanting to meet up with for a very, very long time. And finally looks like it's going to happen. So, I'm very happy about that. Anyway, don't even know why I told you that, but yes, you know. It's one of those happy feelings. I've been listening to Mac going to Halfords and buying all this stuff to wash his car. Wow. You know what? That's amazing. I can't ever imagine wanting to take that much pride in, not that so much pride in my car, wanting to go to those lengths. Not for me. I was just thinking about how much it cost as well for all that kit. And how many times I could take it to the guys at the hardware store and chuck them a fiver. I think it probably works out cheap, but to take it somewhere else. Well, the thing is, again, it's like I said the other day, though, some people just enjoy it. You know what I mean? Some people really like doing it. And it is that sense of pride, I guess, when you turn around and you see what you've just done, spent the last 2 hours doing. If that gives you a good warm, fuzzy feeling inside, then, hey, knock yourself out. But for me, God. It sounds fascinating, though, because I used to sell cars, and I've never heard of this block. I think he said he was using a block of something to rub on the paintwork. I'm going to do a bit of a Google about that, because that's all new to me. I actually used to I used to wash my parents' car just with washing up liquid. He used to just put some washing up liquid in a bucket of water and then go out and wash it. And he used to get a pound pocket money for washing the car. Yeah, joy. The thing was, I'd rather not had the quid. I think the pound was only to ease their conscience, so it felt a little bit less like slave labour making me do it. but no, I've always hated it. Hate washing the car. I hate cutting the grass. I hate digging my garden over and doing the weeding and stuff like that. I absolutely hate it. Yeah, I think it's because I was just kind of made to do it when I was a kid. And it's just, it's not enjoyable for me. It's not enjoyable at all. I don't like doing anything like that. If I had the money, I would pay somebody to come and do me garden. Seriously. Because, yeah, I don't like doing it at all. It's a horrible, horrible job. But hey, especially when you own a cat. And my cat is the only cat in the blinking world that doesn't go and poop on everybody else's garden. He does it in his own. What a stupid cat. I gotta be careful what I say, haven't I? Yes, you know, sometimes you get people like complaining and say, oh, you've got a cat who goes and poos all over my garden. You know, especially like, you know, when you have a pop of dog walkers who don't pick up their mess and that kind of thing. Yeah, and they go, well, you've got a cat. Your cat just goes and poops everywhere. Well, he doesn't, actually. He just does it in my blinking flower beds. So I hate weeding even more then, as you can imagine. But hey, that's probably too much information, isn't it? TMI alert. I told you this was going to be a rambly boom. Yeah, but all that money on washing your car. Blimey. Yeah, I think it's, I tell you what, I think I wish sometimes that I had that side kind of, I don't know what the best way to describe it is, that gene that just makes me want to do stuff and, you know, take time to make stuff look nice and that. I mean, yeah, I suppose some things I do. If I paint a room, if I do, you know, decorating and stuff, it takes me ages to do all like the cutting in around the edges, because I don't like seeing wonky lines where the ceiling meets the wall, you know, and I will take a long time doing that. And along the tops of the skirting boards and stuff, obviously I slip in places. I'm not perfect. Really, I'm not. My wife tells me that all the time. But yes, I do take a bit of pride if I do the decorating and stuff like that. But other than that, I'll make sure it's done. you know, I like to keep my kitchen spotlessly clean and stuff, and, you know, my house nice and tidy. But other than that, you know, hey, yeah, I envy you, because I do wish. Because that same lack of application is why I've never done a degree, because I know for a fact I couldn't stick it. I couldn't sit there and assign myself or commit myself to doing that study every week. Just couldn't do it. Even an open university course, probably even less so as an open university course, because there's nobody standing over my shoulder with a big stick hitting me around the head making me do it. But yeah, it's that whole thing. It's just lack of... I think I'm a goldfish. I've just got no attention span. I get bored within about 5 minutes. Just want to go and do something else. That's why my garage and my house are just full of ex-hobby equipment, where I've started doing something and just kind of gone really mad on it, like spent loads and loads of money and then gone, actually, I want to do something else now. Yeah. It's a failing. I haven't got many, but yeah. Anyway, I'm going to stop waffling. I told you it was going to be a rambly boo. I have rambled for long enough. I've rambled for about 9 minutes, so I'm going to stop. I'll hope you're all having a good day, or have had a good day. And once again, thanks for listening. And hopefully I'll come back with something more constructive next time I pick up my phone. I'll catch you all later, guys. Cheers now. Take care. Bye-bye.